Hey, this is Peter Biello, host of The Bookshelf from NHPR. And if you like this podcast, you will also like NHPR's 10-Minute Writers Workshop. In each episode, NHPR's Virginia Prescott speaks with authors about their process, their bad habits, and their best advice for aspiring writers. So even if you are not a writer, it is fascinating to hear how today's notable authors get their work done. Really, really inspiring. If you are a writer, interesting, even if you aren't. So subscribe to the 10-Minute Writers Workshop on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts. Okay, onto the bookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In the age of social media, real intimacy can be hard to come by. We see superficial interaction all the time on Facebook and Twitter, but how often do people really take time to understand one another? In Manchester author Jessica Park's new novel, 180 Seconds, a social media experiment brings together a shy young woman, Allison, and an outgoing social media star, Esben. Jessica Park joins me now to talk about her novel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the experiment that brings together Allison and Esben.
So the experiment involves Esben, who has set up a table and two chairs facing each other. And the idea is that he sits on one side, Allison sits on the other, and they stare into each other's eyes for 180 seconds. No talking, no moving, nothing. And the purpose is to see what kind of emotion you bring, how you communicate without speaking.
That's a hard thing to do, to look at someone for 180 seconds straight.
It's a long time. Some people have a hard time making eye contact for 5 seconds. 3 minutes, a lot can happen in 3 minutes. When you're in a situation like that, you're not just in your own head. You start to have a relationship and an experience with the person opposite from you, and you're in it together.
Did you see this book as a book about intimacy and the nature of intimacy?
Yes, partly because Allison, at the beginning of the story, is so closed off and avoids intimacy. She, because of her background, she grew up in foster care. She was not adopted until she was 16. She had a lot of walls up, not a lot of good experiences with people, with humanity, and she's not interested in engaging with other people. So this experiment, I think for anyone would be, you know, a little uncomfortable. For her, it's terrifying. But it also is a turning point for her because she gets a taste of, you know, what it means to have a positive connection with somebody. So there's that piece. And there's also, a lot of this book is really about finding the good in the world and the good in people, when it's so easy to see the bad and to see how people mistreat each other and are unkind. But people can also be incredibly generous with each other and incredibly loving.
I think social media is a perfect way to get at that idea, right? Because we see social media as this place where people make comments from the safety of being behind a screen. But as you write in this book, there's also a tremendous amount of generosity, especially when Allison and her friend Steffi are going through a tough time. So do you share that belief that there's a lot of good on social media as well as in real life?
Well, I do. I would say I've only come to that feeling more recently in certain ways because the bad stands out. I mean, everyone has seen the kind of comments under, you know, someone's post or an article. It is unbelievable how vicious people can be. I will say that when I started writing and getting nice reviews early on, I was a little shocked at how nice people could be. I think I'd gotten so used to people not being friendly to each other that I really was very touched by how generous and kind strangers could be. One of the things that inspired this book is so many viral videos and, you know, other viral posts are founded in good. Some of them are very clickbaity. You know, we've seen the titles like, man finds paper bag on his front porch. You won't believe what's inside.
Right.
So sometimes it's something dumb that's inside the bag, but sometimes it's something good.
Do you think social media brings us closer or does it assist in pushing people farther apart?
I think it's kind of an equal battle. You know, I think we're pretty balanced there, that as much people certainly disagree on the internet and have huge squabbles. A lot of times those squabbles are, you know, of course, with strangers. Although you do often see Facebook posts from people saying, I'm no longer friends with so-and-so, you know, and I'm saying it here. And then we get to see a public battle. But so I think there's a balance. There's so many reasons for people to come together on the internet, too. Take readers, for example. There are so many reader groups and people sharing their love of different authors, different books, supporting each other. And authors get so much support from readers online, too. It's really a wonderful experience, the way they come together. So I get to see so much love and so much positivity online, mm-hmm. as well as the bad stuff.
Yeah. I want to go back once more to Allison, because she's such a fascinating character. What was your inspiration for the character of Allison?
This is always a hard question for me to answer about any of my characters. And my answer, really, it scares me to say this, but I don't know. And it frightens me because I wonder, how am I going to write another book? How did I come up with this? I don't really know where it comes from. I think what often happens for me is that I picture a major scene that I would like to happen in a book. Or some kind of major feeling. And I focus on that first. I often listen to music that captures whatever feeling I want. And then I work backwards. And actually, the scene with the 180 seconds experiment was, I'm sure many people have seen this video, and I always forget the name of the performance artist, but she did and it was done in a big stadium, and she sat at a table all day long, and people would come and sit in front of her for a minute. And there's it's amazing that they captured this. They had her ex-lover, as they call him in the video. They had been together for years. They parted amicably and hadn't seen each other. And he comes and sits across from her. And it is unbelievable to see their expressions and the emotion, and we're let into the history of their relationship. It was very, very touching.
Well, Jessica Park, thank you very much for coming in and speaking about 180 Seconds.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Jessica Park. She's the author of the new novel, 180 Seconds. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Jessica's bookshelf at nhpr.org. We're also always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. Les wrote in to recommend Mary Beard's SPQR, which is about the early Roman Empire. Les writes, "It's not just about the powerful and their wars. It's also about everyday Roman life. I felt as though I was walking the streets of Pompeii." That's the suggestion from Les. What's yours? Email us about the book that you couldn't put down. The address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at @nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.